Former President Trump, devastating letter on voting irregularities and probably fraud in Maricopa County. By Michael Patrick Leahy on May 14, 2021. Former President Donald Trump released a statement Thursday about new developments in the Arizona State Senate audit of the November 2020 election results in Maricopa County. A devastating letter written by Arizona Senate President Karen Fann on voting irregularities and probably fraud in Maricopa County during the 2020 presidential election. Even the database was illegally deleted after the subpoena to produce the information, the former president said in the statement. As Breitbart News reported, the president of the Arizona State Senate asked the chairman of the Maricopa Board of Supervisors in a letter on Tuesday to address three serious issues that have arisen in the course of the Senate's ongoing audit of the returns of the November 3, 2020 general election in Maricopa County. Arizona State Senate President Karen Fann identified those three issues in her letter to Maricopa County Supervisors Board Chairman Jack Sellers as 1. Ongoing noncompliance with legislative subpoenas, 2. Chain of custody and ballot organization anomalies, and 3. Deleted databases. Senate President Fann has invited Maricopa County officials to a public hearing on May 18 to allow them the opportunity to try to explain what happened to the missing databases, ballots, and other significant issues, former President Trump continued in Thursday's statement. The fake news and lamestream media is doing everything they can not to cover this major story. They just refuse to talk or report about it. They don't want the United States or world to see what is going on with our corrupt third world election, the former president concluded. The stage is now set for a potentially dramatic meeting between State Senate President Fann and Chairman Sellers of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors at the Arizona State Capitol on Tuesday. President Joe Biden was certified the winner of Arizona's 11 electoral college votes in the November 2020 election over former President Donald Trump by a margin of fewer than 11,000 votes out of 3.3 million votes cast. 2 million of those votes were cast in Maricopa County, where Biden's margin over Trump was a little more than 45,000 votes. Biden was declared the winner of the 2020 presidential election when a joint session of Congress convened on January 6 to 7, 2021, and counted 306 electoral college votes for Biden and 232 for Trump. Had Trump won Arizona's 11 electoral college votes, where Biden's margin of victory was less than 11,000 votes, Georgia's 16 electoral college votes, where Biden's margin of victory was less than 12,000 votes, and Wisconsin's 10 electoral college votes, where Biden's margin of victory was less than 21,000 votes, the electoral college contest would have been a 269-269 tie, which would have thrown the election into the House of Representatives, where each state delegation has one vote. When the 117th Congress convened in Washington, D.C. on January 3, 2021, 27 state delegations in the House of Representatives were Republican majority, 20 were Democrat majority, and 3, Michigan, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania, were equally split between Democrats and Republicans, indicating that a presidential contest thrown into the House of Representatives due to an Electoral College tie would have resulted in the re-election of Donald Trump as president.